commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
$100,000 in taxpayer money for highway median bird sculptures is unacceptable. Hopefully this can be derailed before more of these birds are installed. There's another $200,000 sitting there to expand this birding misadventure to the other side of Highway 51. Ironically, those birds are more likely to be seen by people heading out of town than into it. The idea here was to create a gateway with special imagery for people who drive into Wausau. That's a fine idea, but it's been poorly executed, and it's too expensive. The first problem is that metal sculpted birds on the median of a busy street isn't the proper image for Wausau. Now, I've supported gateway initiatives before. In Ithaca, New York, when the city rebuilt the main bridge into town, they spent extra money on architecture to make the structure an impressive gateway. It was money well spent. The entrance to the city was turned into a local landmark, and drivers did feel like they were arriving somewhere. Canastillo, New York, a much smaller town, has a huge living sign. The name is spelled out in giant hedges on a hill overlooking the town. Paying money to maintain it is a reasonable investment. A local Boy Scout troop maintains it. They trim the bushes twice a year. In most cities, the big ones and the good ones, they have gateways that Wausau could not duplicate. The Gateway Arch, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Hollywood sign, they are all signatures of their respective cities. Wausau's skyline, while impressive from First Avenue while looking across the Wisconsin River, is simply not like that. Most people, except for tourists who come into town once a year for the Birds in Art exhibit at the Woodson Museum, won't get the birds on the median. Most won't think of Wausau as a cool, progressive city. They'll think, what are those birds doing in the middle of the road? Second, cost is a problem. Like with so many things, once tax dollars are involved, the price goes sky high. The next time you drive by, take a close look at those birds. Would you pay $100,000 for them? Isn't their real fair market value half that, at least, or maybe less? The obvious and better gateway is the wood signage with the city logo at the corner near Marathon Park. The city could have spent more money improving that, perhaps with bigger, bolder planters and flowers surrounding the sign with year-round shrubbery, maybe 24-hour lighting. Maybe put two or three of those Welcome to Wausau signs at other entranceways into town. That would cost only a few thousand dollars. It would be more effective at creating city identity and space boundaries. But less expensive and more effective are too often lost when government goes about the business of spending our money.